Mar, Trump's Gaza proposal has similarities to neat op-eds. Is some good fresh air, but also has silly parts. By Ian Hanchett on February 8, 2025. On Friday's broadcast of HBO's Real Time, host Bill Maher stated that while he thinks parts of President Donald Trump's Gaza proposal are outlandish, the idea that Gaza can be better is something I've read in op-eds in the New York Times 10, 15, 20 years ago, and it's good to open a window and let in some fresh air. Because people do get locked into silly ideas that we then take as the groupthink. Maher began the discussion by saying, "Let's move on to troops on the ground in the Middle East, which is always a great idea. When has that ever not worked? Okay, now, here's where I'm going to give you a little daylight. Because like the idea that Gaza could be something else, he said it's going to be the Riviera. Okay, that's a little ridiculous, but, this idea that it could be Dubai, instead of Haiti, it could be something else. This is something I read in op-eds in the New York Times 10. 15, 20 years ago, Gaza does not have to be that. It could be something closer to Dubai. So, the fact that Donald Trump, in his childlike way, throws that idea out there is not the worst thing in the world." He continued, "Okay, but the idea that he's so all over the map, here are his statements." He said, "It would be my hope that we could do something really nice. Really good, where they wouldn't want to return. Well, if it's nice, why wouldn't they? The US will take over the Gaza Strip and we'll do a hell of a job. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous, unexploded bombs. What could go wrong? And, again, the kernel of an idea here is valid. But introducing the notion of American troops. And also, wouldn't this be kind of expensive for you America First people? If the Democrats suggested that." Maher further stated, "I agree with the notion that it's good to open a window and let in some fresh air. Because people do get locked into silly ideas that we then take as the groupthink." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.